Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Washington, D.C. at the first annual Flooring Sustainability Summit, and I'm with Bill Greasy, the Deputy Executive Director of the Tile Council of North America. Bill, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Thank you.
I'm starting with you while I'm up here because this actually got started with the TCNA. Tell us about how this came about.
Yeah, and it's quite a long journey to get here. It's a little bit surreal. It's finally happening. Over half a decade ago, we started to come to a realization that there is a real need for increased dialogue around the topic of sustainability throughout the flooring industry, not just within the tile industry. When you think about all of the very important ideas and visions presented by the A&D community, by owners, by building managers. And then you, on the flip side of the supply chain, you think about all of the great work being done by industry. There's a huge disconnect. A lot of the great efforts of industry get lost throughout the supply chain. They don't make it all the way through distribution, through specification, design, and ultimately the owner, and vice versa. You know, there's a lot of demand on sustainability-related issues that don't make their way to the supplier. And that's not unique to the tile industry. That's all flooring industry. And so whether you're tile, stone, vinyl, wood, laminate, carpet, we all have very similar challenges. We all have very unique ways of addressing those challenges, and we don't collaborate enough. So the idea of a summit is something that, frankly, we were shocked didn't exist. There was no year-in and year-out vehicle to carry on this important dialogue, to express our opinions, find opportunities for alignment, prioritize initiatives. So that's what this is. That was our vision, and we're fortunate to be here today to kind of carry that out.
Actually, this did exist. It was called Green Build, okay? And Green Build changed its path. So, you know, I applaud this. When Green Build first started, the flooring industry jumped in with both feet. So I'm glad to see this is happening again. We're in Washington, as I said. It's Tuesday afternoon. There's a reception tonight. Then tomorrow, we're here in the Westin all day with some keynote speakers. Tell us about that.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Kemp. You're absolutely right. Yet another example of where we can collaborate a little more is get all the stakeholders with an interest in sustainability and an interest in flooring under the same roof, kind of like we have had in the past, but not specifically to flooring. So starting tomorrow, we're gonna start off with a bang. We have a very formidable keynote lineup, opening with Alexander Cochran, who's the Chief Advocacy Officer for AIA, along with Peter Templeton, who's the President and CEO of the U.S. Green Building Council. We've also got Ms. Cheryl Durst, who's the CEO of IIDA, the International Interior Design Association, and finally Ms. Vicki Warden, who's the President and CEO of the Green Building Initiative, who obviously is responsible for Green Globes. So that's an impressive lineup here at the Westin tomorrow to kick things off. We then go into three main themes of the day tomorrow with carefully curated content and technical panels on the topics of embodied carbon, which you're hearing a lot about in the news today, on the topics of material health and ingredients, which have been kind of forefront in the green building conversation for years now. And then finally, just on the topic of green building standards, rating systems, codes in general. So a lot of important topics with technical panels. Following each of those technical panels, this is where the real dialogue takes place. We basically break into workshops evenly spread among attendees to where we will in effect talk about what was just talked about by the technical panel. So it's an opportunity for every attendee to be part of the dialogue, and really we're excited about what we find from those conversations.
So does the attendee choose a track based on their interest?
No, that's what's so great about this conference. Everyone here is involved in every conversation. So for instance, we have a technical panel address the topic of embodied carbon. We will then split up into three separate workshops, all talking about embodied carbon. They're only split up to manage the numbers in the conversation, but they're all going to talk about embodied carbon, basically, as was just talked about by that panel. What will be fascinating is to see what workshop one comes up with as a takeaway versus workshop two versus workshop three. So we'll get a good, diverse host of information and feedback. And we'll do the same thing for each of the other topics as well.
Okay, so how many attendees are coming to this event?
We're expecting anywhere between 200 and 250.
So that's tomorrow. And then the next day, we're going to Capitol Hill, right?
Yep. That's day one here at the Westin, Washington, D.C. downtown. On day two, we load up buses in the morning. We go on over to the U.S. Capitol, and we've got the auditorium at the Capitol Visitor Center. And so day two is a pretty straightforward lineup. I'll kick it off by giving a report of day one, the top takeaways. That'll be followed by a high-level rapid-fire briefings. So we'll start with a report from Mr. Bob Peoples, the Executive Director of the Carpet America Recovery Effort. He'll speak to the latest initiatives with carpet recycling, both in California and New York, and also, you know, the prospect of other flooring sectors jumping in that mix. You may see some of the ongoing legislation start to pop its head into that conversation. Following Mr. Peoples, we'll get an update on EU sustainability initiatives and how those compare to the U.S. initiatives by Mr. Mauro Rullo of Confindustria Ceramica. Following him, we then go into Mr. Jeff Grove from ASTM, who's the VP of Policy and Public Affairs, who will comment from the SDO, Standards Development Organization, standpoint and all that's being done in the field of sustainability. And then we'll round that out with two final keynotes, the first being Miss Sarah Templin from Gensler, who's responsible for the Gensler product sustainability standards. And then we'll get a briefing from Mr. Elliot Dooms, who's the commissioner of the Public Building Service of GSA, which certainly will be a fascinating talk. We anticipate that'll be followed by a very special announcement regarding the Inflation Reduction Act.
All right, so, and we're at Capitol Hill, will we have some politicians involved in this as well?
We are not making this political at all. However, being on Capitol Hill with a nice backdrop, a nice facility, we have a closing lunch and networking reception where members of Congress and their staffers are certainly invited to come join us for lunch for networking. But we don't have any members of Congress in the lineup of speaking.
Now, Bill, you have sponsors for this event, right?
Yeah, this event would not be possible without sponsors. It takes funding to pull something like this off, so we're immensely grateful. We have two headline sponsors, Mapei in addition to Mohawk. So both lend themselves very well to a true flooring sustainability summit. Then the next level down, we have Schluter Systems and AHF. Then the next level down, Florum, Stone Peak and Panaria Group. Then the next level down, we have Zlaticrete, Portobello America. Then the next level down, the NTMA, National Terrazzo and Mosaic Association. Additionally, we have Meridian Flooring, who has signed up as the reusable water bottle sponsor. And finally, I'd be remiss not to mention Coverings, who was a huge contributor to this event as well. And Coverings and all of the partners of Coverings, Ceramics of Italy, Tiles of Spain, and TCNA, as well as CTDA and NTCA, are in support of this as hospitality sponsors.
But you have some news you also want to talk about today. You've received an EPA grant, right?
We haven't received the funding. What happened today at 11:30 a.m., and timing it's amazing how this all lined up at the same time as our summit, but it was publicly announced that TCNA is a selectee for funding pursuant to the Inflation Reduction Act. So that funding, if we follow the right steps and progress to an awardee, and to where we receive the funding, that funding would be used towards the development of more environmental product declarations, EPDs, more standards, more direction in the calculation of embodied carbon that's so important to procurement officials. But first step towards being selected to receive that funding is a huge honor.
And you've been told it's around $2.2 million.
Yep, that's correct. That was what was requested and up to. That's what we have up to spend based on the proposal that was made.
Bill, you know so much about this summit because you're the chairman of the summit, right?
Yep. It's been quite a journey to get here, and so it's a great experience to see this experience, how this all comes together. We're looking forward to doing this year in and year out, too. Pursuant to our original vision, this is something we need to do regularly, so we're looking forward to it.
Bill, thanks for spending time with me and my listeners. Again, been talking to Bill Greasy, the Deputy Executive Director of Tile Council North America, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.